The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
This is The Hard Shoulder. Kieran Cuddihy with you until 7 o'clock. Shoppers in the north may soon be able to have a pint with the groceries, certainly if they go to Lidl near Dundonald in Belfast, because the supermarket has won a legal battle to open their first ever in-store pub on this island. Brenda Power is the columnist with the Irish Daily Mail and the Sunday Times. Brenda, do you like the sound of that? A pint of the black stuff, a pint of plain or something, or maybe something off the top shelf maybe when you're doing the grocery shopping? I don't have Brenda after all of that. 087 1400 106 if you want to get in touch. Brenda's with us. Brenda, are you with us? No. Of course, the council should resume bin collection, says somebody. Nothing to do with Lidl. What the hell are we paying local property tax for? They wonder. Hi, Kieran. I was reading recently that in Taiwan, they collect the waste every night. Can you believe it? Also, it's taken from central taxation. We're just being shafted here, like always. Every shopping centre should be required by law to have a bring centre / recycling centre in it or beside it. People would have the option to bring their rubbish there when they go shopping. No need to have it collected, says somebody else. Is that county councillor delusional? Local authorities, cheaper than the private sector. Has he heard of the OPW by any chance? I don't want the public sector anywhere near my bins or bills. Private sector has been multiples cheaper than local authority, and I hope it never changes. Competition, always a better option than the work practices of the public sector. So lots of people still getting in touch about whether the county councils should take back over bin collection, as Dahi Doolan, the Sinn Féin councillor, suggests. But Brenda Power is with me now, the columnist with the Irish Daily Mail and the Sunday Times. Brenda, do you like the thought of a glass of vino while you're doing the grocery shopping?
Kieran, I absolutely do. I don't know when a piece of news has cheered me so much. My great hope is that this new initiative by Lidl comes to Dublin ASAP. I mean, I was just thinking how nice it would be to finish your shopping with a little glass of wine. And I mean, you know, especially if your supermarket is within walking distance, and as would often happen, you bump into somebody you know, wouldn't it be just so civilised to be able to sit down? And the other thing, of course, is that they have to offer their wines, particularly, I'm a wine drinker, so apparently they're going to have draft beer and they're going to have draft stout and bottled stout as well, but they'd have to offer it at a reasonable price. I was in a pub I won't name off Grafton Street recently, and I was charged €9, the average price for a glass of wine, and the barman said, and you could buy that whole bottle in Aldi for less.
Is that, he told you that when he served it to you?
Yeah, he did. And you know, I mean, you saw this week that there was a story where somebody put up their receipt from Temple Bar, and they were charged €10 for a pint, but also that they were charged €11 for a Baileys. And I mean, I've never understood, to be honest, the emphasis on the price of a pint. A pint is a labour-intensive drink, but a glass of wine, you unscrew the top and you pour it out, and they charge €8 or €9 for it. Anyway, I mean, I think the idea of a bar in Lidl, bear in mind, they have an off-licence.
Yeah.
So it shouldn't be beyond their abilities to stick a few bar stools around and open a bottle of wine.
Do you think it might kind of disrupt that industry that kind of drinks the bar trade in this country in the same way that the big retailers, those German retailers, Lidl and Aldi, disrupted the grocery industry?
Yes, and what harm did that do? Certainly put manners on the big three that were here with a total monopoly on grocery sales themselves. Now you can see them all price matching the German discounter. So I don't think that would be any harm at all.
I guess the difference people might see is that, sorry to cut across you, the difference people might see is that their competition in groceries were other big multiples by and large, whereas kind of people in Ireland are very protective of the ownership structure we have of pubs, you know, the kind of all individually owned, all unique, and they maybe don't like the idea of the corporate presence.
I don't know about that. I mean, I think people have kind of taken those particular stores to their hearts. They're much more acceptable to shop in Lidl than it was 5 or 10 years ago. I remember being behind a guy in the queue in Lidl, and he answered his phone and said, "Yeah, I'm at Super Value, you know, in a bit." I think they're more popular, they're more accepted, and I mean, as I say, the prices of pub drink is pretty high, and I mean, I don't think it would take anybody from their local for a second, but this, it could become a new local for the wine o'clock.
9 o'clock after the grocery shop. And I like it, Brenda. I'm with you. Brenda Power, columnist of the Irish Daily Mail and the Sunday Times. Thanks a million. We'll get to these headlines. Here's Eamon.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.